Face of Death, a Zoe Prime Mystery, Book 1. Written by Blake Pierce. Narrated by Ulka S. Mahanthi. Face. The front part of the head, that in humans extends from the forehead to the chin, and includes the mouth, nose, cheeks, and eyes. In math, the shape that is bounded by the edges of a three-dimensional object. One of the polygonal surfaces of a polyhedron. Prologue. Linda settled back in her chair, trying to get comfortable on the old worn-out cushions, the seat which had supported the weight of innumerable gas station attendants over the past 15 or 20 years, was in about as good repair as the rest of the place. At least she had a chair. And the TV, even if it was tiny and so out of date that she could only just make out faces through the noise on the screen. Linda sighed and tapped the side of the TV a few times, trying to get a clearer picture. She was waiting for her favorite show to come on, and she wanted to at least be able to make out which character was which. At least she wasn't likely to be disturbed. This corner of western Missouri was not exactly well frequented, and she could go hours between customers. No one lived for miles around, and the road had been supplanted by a new highway that took people to their destinations on a more direct route. It was probably only a matter of time before the place shut down, so Linda was enjoying her rest while she could get it. The theme tune of her show came on, reassuringly familiar, despite the tinny quality to the sound. Linda wriggled against the backrest again, trying to get as comfortable as possible, and helped herself to a bag of chips from the display behind her. "Oh, Loretta," the character on the screen said, "how could you do this to me? Don't you know we're..." The dialogue was drowned out by the bell above the door jingling. Linda shot to her feet, almost tripping over herself in an attempt to look as though she had been paying attention. Guiltily, she stuffed the open packet of chips on a shelf under the counter. "Hi there," the customer said, smiling. He looked amused, but friendly, as if they were both sharing a private joke. Could I please use your restroom?" He was pleasant enough, a skinny, boyish kind of man. He couldn't be 30 if he was a day. Linda liked him instantly. She had this kind of sixth sense about customers. She could tell right away whether they were going to cause her any trouble. "Sorry, hun," she said. "It's for paying customers only." "Oh," he said, casting around him. There was a display of cheap candy by the side of the counter, designed to lure in kids who would tug at their parents' sleeves. "I'll take these." He grabbed a bag of hard-shelled candy and tossed it gently onto the counter, right in front of her. He dug in his pocket for a handful of coins, and the correct change followed the bag. "Here you are, sir," Linda said, sliding one of the bathroom keys across to him. "It's right at the back of the building. Just head outside and round the corner."
"Oh, thanks,"
the man said, taking it and tapping it against one thumb as he looked out to the parking lot.
"But, would you mind showing me where it is?"
Linda hesitated. Her show was on, and she had missed so much of it already. And despite her feeling that this guy was perfectly good and normal, even handsome, if she was 10 or 15 years younger, she had a little niggling doubt in the back of her mind. Should she really abandon the counter to show him to the restroom? Go alone in the dark, with a stranger, out of sight of the road? "Oh, Linda," she thought to herself, "you're just trying to sneak some more time with your show. Now you go on and get yourself up out of that chair and do your job." "Sure," she said, though still somewhat reluctant. "Follow me." The sun had gone down maybe half an hour ago, so it was really no wonder that he wanted a hand finding the bathroom. An unfamiliar place in the dark wasn't easy to navigate. Linda began to lead him in the right direction, stepping over the weeds growing out of the concrete.
"This place sure is deserted, huh?"
he said. "Yeah," Linda said. Bit of an odd thing to bring up in the dark, wasn't it? Maybe he was feeling a little spooked himself, wanted some reassurance. Not that she enjoyed the isolation any more than he did.